The following program is paid for by its sponsors, who are solely responsible for its content. Views expressed are not necessarily the views of WMAL.
When the time has come for moving on, you can't go wrong.
The Eric Stewart Show. This is Pointing You Home.
Pointing You Home.
All you need to know about buying, selling, and everything in between. Now, here's your host, Eric Stewart.
Good morning, Washington. Welcome to the Eric Stewart Show. Hi, I'm Eric, and I'm your host every Sunday from 8 to 8:30. I want to bring you the truth in real estate. My thanks to Mark Levin for his endorsement of our services. We tell you the truth straight up here on the show about what is going on in real estate in the Washington, D.C. area, Maryland, D.C., or Virginia. If it's time for you to sell or buy, this is the place to get the information you need to approach the market with wisdom and full understanding. I'm thrilled to have Helen Flynn join us a little bit later, but in the first part of my show, I want to address just this incredible strength of the market again and how you have to poise yourself to take advantage of it. Well, it's kind of easy. It's kind of easy right now, folks. You got four walls and a roof. You got a bathroom. You got a kitchen. We can sell your house right now, and we can get you more money than you could have gotten just 3 months ago because the demand is here. And this is what I tell all of my home sellers, this window from right now, by the way, happy Valentine's Day. This is a great day, by the way, to buy a home for your honey. We have several homes to choose from. This is the time from the middle of February until the middle of May when homes have appreciated and gathered the best steam and the greatest interest, and they sell for the most amount of money. If you are ready to sell and want to get the highest yield for your sale, now is the time. COVID tamped down our economy, forcing interest rates to where they are now. And though they have been climbing the last 3 months on the promise of the vaccine, which we anticipate, they're still very, very low. You can get long-term fixed rates below 3% right now. That is fueling a fire of demand because of the strength of our local economy. We're not seeing that much unemployment locally. I know. I see that my dry cleaner is only half time there, or only half of the dry clean is open, and therefore their business is down, and I feel for them because people are not going to the office. They're not going into work. And I know that there are those of you who own restaurants who are suffering, and those who are actually exceeding expectations because of the pickup interest that's out there. I know, but things are shaking, right? There's a shaking going on in our economy, which is affecting the value of our real estate. That shaking has hurt some and helped others. But as a whole, if you have a job, the cost of borrowing money has dropped to the point where if you got a mortgage at 3.5% fixed, you could drop it enough to save money on a monthly basis and kill that mortgage or even borrow against your property. So you can do other things with the money, whether it's pay for a wedding or whatnot. You know, we're kind of in that magic time right now where housing prices have exceeded their old highs and by quite a bit in many cases. And we're seeing demand of extraordinary interest. Just want to bring you a couple of examples for this. We have a home that we were going to put on the market at $2.5 million down in Bethesda. Now, that's not an everyday sale price, $2.5 million, for a home that was built in 1923 on a 15,000-square-foot lot, 2,200 square feet above grade, old kitchen, old bathrooms, updated probably in the 40s, okay? So not updated, right? Word got out, I don't know how. Word got out, I think it was the real estate agents who were competing for the listing, and I got hired. Just so we're clear, that's typical that there's an interview process when you hire a broker to decide who you want to work with. And we at the Eric Stewart Group offer a free market evaluation, come out to the house, tell you how much it's worth, what you can do to improve it, where you can put a dollar to improve it so that you can get $2 back, when the right time is to sell your property, and so on and so on and so on. And so I did in this case. And there was an agent that I was competing with who called a builder. And another agent who found out about the house showed her buyer who was in the neighborhood and found out from somebody else in the neighborhood about the house coming. And the buyer went in without an agent and then called their broker, and they came back and walked through. And this is all happening right around the time I'm getting my listing paperwork signed. And that same agent then had another builder that they knew. And meanwhile, another person comes to me and says, hey, I heard through the grapevine that this house is going to go for sale. Now, I want to paint this picture very clearly. If you looked at the tax record for this house, you would think, you know, it's probably a $1.4 or $1.5 million home. The tax assessment's $1.35, okay? Not a big house. Decent-sized lot. We're talking about just over a third of an acre. Flat, level lot, pretty lot, and a very pretty neighborhood. And homes do sell for $4 or $5 million in that neighborhood after a builder takes them, tears them down, and puts up a, you know, McMansion. So this person is interested, and we now have four parties all interested in the same house, and this is not on the market. And I told my client, by the way, I'm of the opinion it is better to go on the open market to sell your house right now, because the full extent of what the value of your property is can be realized by opening it up to all potential interest and see who's willing to pay the most for the property, right? Basic demand over supply economics. What drove my seller to reconsider that choice and instead to sell it before it went on the market was that she had two buyers who were in the direct position and orientation of the property to most want to see the property stay the way that it was. And then she had two builders who most wanted, they were the most active in the neighborhood and would pay the highest price for the land value. Now, let's take a moment and talk about land value, because you may have been approached by builders saying, we'll buy your house as is, and you'll save the commission and that kind of thing. I always recommend you have a licensed real estate agent give you the fair market value for your property as a teardown, as well as a finished house. Because oftentimes in this economy, the builders will pay you a really nice price, and it is as is. A retail purchaser who wants to live there, even though the home needs a lot of work, might exceed that by 10%. And here's how the numbers work. If you're a builder and you're going to sell a home for $5 million, you'll traditionally want to pay about a third of that, or 40% of that amount for the property, which would be $1.7 to $2 million for the one we're talking about. So if a builder were to come in and pay $1.7 to $2 million, then they would put a couple million into the house construction. The quality of everything would be unbelievable. And then sell it for five and make a tidy profit, probably maybe $700,000 profit after 8 months of construction and the risk, you know, that's involved. Okay. But we had a builder who saw the value at $2.5 million before it went on the market, which would imply a $7 million valuation for a house to go on that property, or they were paying closer to 50% for the land value. In other words, they were willing to get the property and cut their income dramatically just to have the opportunity to build, because getting land now is a challenge. I don't know exactly where that move was, but hey, so it was. So we had four buyers, two builders, and two end user buyers, and they're all in competition. And there was some argument. There was some argument about where we would ultimately end up asking $2.5 million. How did I get to that number, by the way? It's because I did my research. I looked around. I talked with people that were active in the neighborhood to get a sense. I talked with builders. The property escalated from $2.5 by well over $100,000. Between the four buyers. My seller, I sat with my seller when I presented the offers and I said, these are the four most likely interested buyers, and we've allowed for escalation clauses, and this is where we're ending up. And she said, you know, I really want to sell for the highest amount of money, but I also know this person. And at the end of the day, that's who she sold it to. You've got to come up with the chops. It does help to have a relationship with a seller, and it could have gone in four different directions, and the seller would have been very happy. Had we only had one offer for full price, I would have told her, wait, okay. And that's actually what I had told her multiple times. And we were, but then she changed her mind when we got four. Open market is best, folks, to get top dollar. There are exceptions, and that's that story. Well, Stuart Rosenthal joins us today with an update on dementia. Stuart, tell us what's going on.
This is one of those things that's like bad news and good news. So they've done a number of studies. They've discovered this very interesting connection between cold sores, you know, those little blisters that you might get around your lips or whatever, and dementia, oddly enough. It turns out the herpes simplex virus that causes cold sores, once you have it, which 90% of adults in the world have it, it's very common, it can go into your system and actually go migrate to your brain where it stays dormant until it may or may not be reactivated later in life, and that they determine when it's activated, it has a lot to do with increasing the plaques and tangles which are associated with Alzheimer's. So they now think it may be one of the main causes of dementia. That's the bad news. The good news is it responds to antiviral medication. So they're now working on ways of trying to see how we can get rid of this virus in our bodies earlier on so we help reduce the possibility of dementia later in life. So hopefully there'll be some good news on that in the next few years.
Fascinating. As always, read about it in the Beacon newspaper at thebeaconnewspapers.com or pick up a free copy at many places around the metro. Thanks, Stuart.
Thank you.
Hey, folks, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of the Eric Stuart Show in a moment. You can call us to set your appointment to have us come out and see you at 1-800-900-9104, 800-900-9104, or go to ericstuartgroup.com. We'll be right back with more.